Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Hey guys, what's going on? Hope you guys had a good Memorial weekend. Today we're going to talk about what's going to happen June 1st and moving forward. June 1st is going to be a very monumental day because most, if not all, states should be in almost 90% reopened. California, well, not even California, but Los Angeles is still on lockdown until July sometime, which makes sense because, you know, we're the epicenter for the virus on the West Coast, at least for California. But, you know, other counties, Ventura County, Orange County, different counties are just, you know, open and people are at restaurants hanging out without masks on and things like that. We don't have the luxury yet. I think we have over 4,000 deaths, 20,000, something like that. Some number I don't want to misquote. But that being said, most states are going to be open. And so all those people that didn't pay rent, if you heard my last podcast, you heard me say that when June 1st gets here, the foreclosures and evictions are going to start happening. So, you know, June 1st, people should be aware that, you know, if you haven't paid your rent for those months that we were on lockdown and you didn't let anyone know, you're probably going to get an eviction notice. So now, you know, we've been going through different things with the economy as far as the stock market being down and fluctuating. But now we're going to start to see the real effects of COVID-19 starting June 1st. So now shit's about to get real, because when you're in something, you can't see the damage. It's like being in a hurricane. You don't know the amount of damage that has occurred when you're in the hurricane. And so when you're in the eye of the storm, things are calm. And I've been through many hurricanes because I lived in Florida for 10 years. So when you're in the eye of the hurricane, it's super calm. It's not raining. There's nothing going on. You get the beginning of the hurricane where it's like lots of rain, wind blowing, craziness. And then you get inside and then people go outside and they think it's over. Depending on how large the eye of the storm is, you can get the idea that it's over and you go out and about and you think that you can just go live. And shoot, you know, a couple hours later, you get hit with the end of the storm, which could be even more forceful and brutal than the beginning of it. So this is kind of what it's like. You know, we've been in COVID. We've been in the middle of the storm. And the first part of it was severe. And the market took a huge hit and it was propped up by the Federal Reserve. So they've been pumping money into the market for the past however long, trying to stimulate the economy and keep it afloat and buying debt, pumping stimulus, doing everything that they could while we were in the eye of the storm. And so everything's been calm. We've been on lockdown, been in the house, and now things are starting to open up. And now we're going to be at the tail end of COVID. And this is where we're going to really see how much the damage is from what we've just been pretty much just chilling in the house. Now I think it's going to get real. I think the stock market is going to potentially test the lows again. So there's quite a few buying opportunities. So on the investing side, I'm giving you guys the preparation that you need to have, which is like if you didn't pay your rent, the people that weren't paying their mortgages, if they didn't let anybody know, all of those people are going to be, you know, getting evicted. They're going to be foreclosures. There's going to be bankruptcies. All of these things are starting to come about now. So if you guys have any cash, like I've been saying for months, get liquid, because now here's your buying opportunity. You can be in a position to help these people that are going to lose their home so they don't have to go into foreclosure. If you have some cash saved up, you can go in and pay off their arrears that they haven't paid for the past couple months and take over the property, so you can get a property for, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. That's a really nice home. And these people won't have to worry about getting a foreclosure on their record, and then they can move out and move into something else. So maybe you can do this strategy and get a couple of different houses to where you can move this person out of one house and put them into another one. Obviously, you want to be strategic about that, because if they couldn't pay their mortgage, how are they going to be able to pay their rent? But if they couldn't pay their mortgage and they went into foreclosure and the bank doesn't want to work with them and they're just going to get evicted, but they got their job back, then you know that they can pay their, they pay their rent to you. So that's another way that you can look at a situation. So obviously, every situation is going to be a little bit different. So don't think because someone got evicted or they got foreclosed on that they're a bad person and they can't pay their rent. Obviously, you want to check their credit and check and see how much money they have in the bank. If they don't, see when they're starting a job, things like that. If you have multiple properties, then you can start moving people in other properties. So get ready to, you know, be in a position to help people, but not only change your own financial future by being able to buy foreclosures, pre-foreclosures and things like that. And right now, the housing market is pretty hot. Houses are selling. Even new development is booming as well, because interest rates are at zero and they're going to continue to be here for however long. So anyone that has money who didn't go through or feel the effects of COVID, they're in a position to buy. A lot of millennials are looking to buy properties, buy homes to move in, because they understand the situation with zero interest rates, and they were able to keep their job because they might have worked at a tech company, they might have worked at Google or wherever they worked at, and now they see the opportunity to buy. And the same thing kind of goes with the stock market. So the stock market, I think it was Black Monday, you call it, but it dropped off. I don't know the exact date. I think it's like March 15th, somewhere in there. It bottomed out. So people like millennials, I think they said, you know, Robinhood seen a surge and people in the range of, I think it was middle class to upper middle class, or people that were poor to middle class, that they are buying stocks through Robinhood. So everyone saw the opportunity. What I don't think people are keeping in mind is that institutions aren't buying. So the fluctuation that people are seeing in the stock market are coming from retail investors, people like us that are on Webull, Robinhood, and E-Trade and things like that. And we're just making our own trades. And so we're purchasing, well, not me, but a lot of people are purchasing based off news. Oh, you're basing it off of a vaccine coming out, so it drives it up. You're basing it off the lockdown coming to an ease, it's going up. You're basing it off the Cold War that's potentially going to happen with China is going down. So these are all the things that are driving the market right now, which I don't think people that are on Robinhood or Webull are really conscious of, maybe a small percentage of people. Because if they were, like me, I bought a bunch of stuff for the first 2 months, especially when it was low. I dumped a lot of money into the market, but me understanding that institutions aren't buying and it's a volume game. Like, investing in stocks and options is a volume game. The more volume, the higher the stock goes in one direction. So if you got a lot of people buying, then the stock is going to go up. If you got a lot of people selling, boom, you know, basic supply and demand type of thing. So I understand that institutions aren't buying right now. There's no hedge fund or any big fund out here spending millions or billions of dollars trying to buy 100, 300,000, you know, stocks of one particular company. You know what I mean? So no one's out here doing that. Once the institutions get back into it, and the stock market opened up last week, once the institutions get back in and they're, you know, spending billions of dollars just buying one particular share, that's when you're going to see the market really take off in whatever direction that's going to be. Obviously, institutions are going to get in when it's the right time to buy because it's already low. They're going to get in and drive the market up. But with that being said, June 1st and onward is going to be the time where all the economic data that people need to be making decisions about buying stocks and companies is going to come out. People are buying right now, like I said, based on emotions and whatever they're buying up. I don't think people are buying up fundamentals, because there is no way that based on the current fundamentals, the stock market should be rising and hitting the highs that it's hitting over the course of multiple days. It doesn't even make sense for there to be record number unemployment and for us to be dumping this much money into the market. It makes no sense why the stock market is doing as well as it does. And so this is what I think people that have experience in investing are doing. They're waiting to put money into the market when it makes sense, because then you know exactly where to position yourself and what type of companies to buy. I've been buying my companies that I've been invested in based on not the type of company it is. I mean, it's cool that you can bet on a name brand like Twitter or Facebook. I'm not buying those type of companies, even though they could be good ideas. I'm not saying they're not. But I'm basing mine off of balance sheets. Like, I'm listening to earnings calls. I'm looking and see how much this company has liquid to be able to weather the storm. These are the kind of fundamentals that educated or savvy investors or institutional investors are looking at. And so you can't do that, because first quarter earnings that came out, you know, that have been coming out for the past couple of months, they don't depict what has been going on to the economy during lockdown. Those numbers are going to reflect in July and August. So this is what I mean by saying post June 1st, everything is going to come to, you know, attention, because now the economy is kind of coming back online. So markets are opening it up. Now we'll see how many jobs are really lost. You know what I mean? It could have been a temporary thing, but lockdown, it's like, don't come to work because you can't serve any customers. So the numbers of unemployment could be extremely high because of that. Numbers for unemployment can also be extremely high because people are getting paid more drawing unemployment than they were with having a job. And this is what I mean by saying there's no fundamental reason on why the market is doing what it's doing. And I think we're going to see another pullback in the stock market once the Fed stops pumping money into the market. Once people can't draw unemployment and make more than they were making having a job, then we're going to get the real data. And so I think most people are waiting for that. That's what I'm waiting on. I did put a lot of money in. I have made a pretty good amount of money, not as much as I'm going to make because of the type of positions I put myself in and the type of equity that I have in certain companies that have good balance sheets. I'm not picking companies just based on the name. I'm picking them based off of, you know, what type of resource it is or what it does for the economy, and do we need it? Is it essential? This is what I'm basing my stock picking on. And again, like I said, listening to earnings calls and knowing what's on their balance sheet. So with that being said, July and August is when we're going to see second quarter earnings, and it's going to reflect what has happened since, you know, February, March, and it's going to be bad. The next two or three quarters, the data is going to be horrible. It has no choice but to be horrible just based on what has transpired over the past couple months. And that is going to be another great time to buy. I think these, you know, markets being in all-time highs right now is great. If you're doing, I'm doing the same thing. I'm long for 2 or 3 years on certain options, 2 years on certain options, on a lot of options actually, but I'm also doing shorts and I'm doing 2 or 3 month call options as well. So even 2 week call options. I did a week call option on MGM and I made a lot of money on it. So I think you got to be strategic in your strategy right now based on the current economic situation. So you can make money in this. You just got to know what you're doing. When this data does come out in July and August, it's still a good buying time. You could be buying puts because you know earnings is going to come out bad for almost every single company. And anytime earnings comes out bad, the stock normally drops. It's, you know, that's just how it goes. So you can make money on that as well. But I don't think people right now should be dumping all their money and all their savings into the stock market, especially because it's being controlled. For whatever reason, the narrative for investing in stocks is being controlled by, you know, the bigger plan, which whatever that is. I don't know what the bigger plan is for what's going on right now with this. To me, not on some conspiracy, just looking at everything that's going on, it doesn't add up to me. So I think people shouldn't be buying or dumping their entire life savings into the stock market right now, because I think it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire in July and August when the actual data comes out in this company you bought and their EPS is negative 15. It's just not going to be well. You know what I mean? Earnings should never be in the negative, and we're going to have negative earnings for the next two quarters, at least until the end of the year. So if you have made money right now, and if you're up and you're not doing at least 2-year call options, or you're not buying the stock, I wouldn't be doing anything short term as far as options, like 6 or 7 months. I wouldn't do anything like that. And if you're buying stocks, you know, outright and just putting up the money, I would be buying stocks that were down like $3, $6, $7, because you know that it can't get really any lower than that. I don't want to say that we've reached the lows that it's going to get. I think July and August are really going to be, it might break through the lows. I really do think it might break through the lows that we had March 15th. Especially if the Fed pulls the stimulus at that same time, which I don't think they'll do, because but they're probably going to keep stimulating the economy till after the election. Because historically, any election year, the economy stalls. So again, I still think there's a higher plan. So I think that the Fed pumping money into the market, if president is trying to get reelected, he cannot get reelected within a recession with the stock market being at its all-time lows. He can't get reelected. So at this point in time, we have rebounded to almost not the levels that we were at in January and February, but the stock market is kind of back to where it was right around March when it dropped off. We're kind of, you know, right at the same level. So we're at their resistance point of where we were right before we went on lockdown and the market tanked. Once you hit a resistance point, you either break through that resistance point or the market drops back down. We've been tugging on this resistance point for the last, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. So at some point in time, it's either going to break through and we're going to have record highs that we had before 2019, or it's going to drop to the bottom again where it was March 14th, which is more realistic based on unemployment numbers and based on the current economy. I think we're going to go back down because there's no fundamental reason on why we would have record highs when no company is doing well. I mean, that's just basic deduction. Like if your company revenue is negative $3 million, why would your company be worth more? Think about that before you go out here and start spending your life savings on buying stocks. And I wouldn't be out here buying stocks with companies that you weren't, you know, really versed on how they operate. You know what I mean? And I know how REITs, you know, real estate investment trust works. I know how retail stores work. I know how those different type of things. I know how oil and gas work. So those are kind of the things that I'm invested in because I understand how that ties into the economy. So about, you know, don't go out here banking on, you know, strong names because you never know, especially if you're not basing it on their earnings reports. So I think you guys, you know, be prepared what's coming in terms of your investing strategy. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, if you're watching right now, more than any other time in history, people are watching the news. And which makes sense because we're all in the house and this has never happened before. So we're all glued to the television. But you can see how watching the news makes you feel a certain type of way. And in my opinion, media controls the narrative of what's going on and it controls how people move around about life. Everything that the media pushes out doesn't mean it's factual. You got to do your, you know, fact check, like Trump has been getting fact checked by Twitter. And now he's doing what he's doing because he doesn't like that, which, you know, man, freedom of speech is what it is. But you can't tell a company how they should run their company. And if Twitter wants to do what they do, then that's what they do. But with that being said, as you can see, to me, there's a greater agenda. So if you can look at what's happening with coronavirus and how for the first 2 or 3 months, the narrative was all about corona, all about the virus going up. And if you look at the numbers statistically, I think it's like 1% in terms of death with the population. But if you break it down even bigger than that, I think there's about 8,900 people that die a day in the U.S. And coronavirus is 200 out of that 8,900 people that die every single day. So the percentage is very small. But the media is driving this narrative about the coronavirus for whatever reason. And they're not telling the full story. And that was for a good while. And then I think the issue came out with the guy getting killed in Georgia while jogging. And I told a couple of my friends in a group text, this was when it first came out. And mind you, this guy got killed back in February. And so recently the news came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago about this guy getting killed. And I said, let me tell you guys something. I said, I guarantee you within 3 weeks to a month, there's going to be another Black death that's going to hit the news. Because they need to now change the narrative from what it is right now to something else. So look at what's going on. When you change the narrative, that gives the economy a chance to get out of whatever phase it was in and focus on something else. So now you change the news from being whatever it is. So now the economy, people might feel more comfortable about getting back outside because they're distracted by, you know, news like this, people rioting, people doing things like that. So now it's like, all right, let's get their mind off of being distracted with coronavirus so we can get them back out there stimulating the economy. So now when they go to dump this next stimulus in, people are going to actually go out and use it to stimulate the economy. Because before, when they dump money, people put it into their savings account or people that invested into the stock market, which I think was bright. That was a great idea. I did the same thing. I took my entire stimulus or whatever money that I did get and I dumped it into the New York stock, into the stock market. So that's not what the Fed gives money for. The Fed gives money to stimulate the economy, not for you to go out there and put it in your savings account or put it on Robinhood. And so I think a good idea moving forward is to put the money on a debit card or like a gift card and say you need to spend it by a certain time or it's going to be lost. That will, you know, guarantee that the economy gets stimulated and get people outside. But again, I think the narrative is now being changed so we can not focus on coronavirus anymore. And we focus on issues that we were focusing on before. And now people get out and they start moving about in a regular way. And so, again, this is just me saying this, but I think there's a higher agenda going on. I don't even think people, at least people that I know, no one is talking about the potential Cold War that we have going on with China. You know, China owns 5% of the U.S. So getting into a Cold War with China is a horrible idea. And the backlash from that could really, really be catastrophic for the economy, because if China decides to just relinquish this 5% of the country, the 5% of the U.S. that they own, it's going to end up causing ridiculous hyperinflation for the U.S. It's going to make the economy worse than what it is right now, because again, they would relinquish 5% of, you know, the liquidity that they're holding and pump it into our market again, however it comes back. And then we have the Fed that's dumping, you know, trillions of dollars into the market. That's just too much money flooding around, which is going to end up having our economy turning out like Venezuela, where our currency would be worthless. So starting a Cold War with China is a horrible idea, but Trump is doing what he's doing. Even though I don't think China's going to exercise giving up the 5% of the U.S. that they own, because they need that money for trade as well. But I don't think people know that China's currency is now a reserve currency as well. So now central banks all across the world are holding that currency. So now it can be used for trade as well. Before, you know, just, you know, I'm talking here, but before, the reason why China held so much of our cash is because they needed it to trade with other countries. So if you don't need our money to trade with other countries anymore, then you don't need us anymore. And China has a greater GDP than we do. They're already the biggest manufacturer worldwide. So essentially, they really don't need us anymore. So they can do what they do. And eventually, they're going to probably, you know, take over as the world's reserve currency, because their country is, you know, they have a greater GDP. They're a better country than us at this point in time, as far as in terms of things like that. You know, as far as like laws and regulations, America's still the safest place to invest your money, because we hold our laws to a certain standard that China, you know, anything goes in China. So they can't take over the world as of yet. But I think that's coming. I think that's part of the plan with a lot of things that's going on. But back to what I was saying, I just went off on a tangent there. I don't think people really are paying attention to the bigger picture or of what's really going on. And they're just thinking this about the coronavirus and things like that. But if you guys pay attention to what I'm saying, you can see the narrative being shifted. As long as the 5% or the 1% control the media, then they control the narrative. So I think you guys need to focus on, you know, learning stuff however you learn it in your spare time and figuring out what's going on with other countries and all of those type of things. I think that'll be pivotal in your investing, whether it be in the US, whether it be in Australia, whether it be in, you know, the UK. You just have a well-diversified portfolio if you know on a macro level what's going on. So I'm saying all that to say is, like, you know, the narrative being changed, everything that's coming out in the next couple months is going to hit the economy. And we're going to really see what COVID did to the U.S. and globally for that matter. But I'm only really concerned about what's going on in the U.S. right now, because this is where I'm at. So I want you guys to be prepared, too. I want you guys to be in a situation, if you're listening to this podcast, be prepared. Be prepared for what's coming June 1st. Be prepared for what's coming in July and August. And be prepared for what could happen once the Fed decides to stop, you know, pretty much babysitting us. Right now, they're taking care of us way more than they should be. You know what I mean? Like, there's still jobs out there. There's still jobs that people can get. But I think it was a bad idea to overstimulate the economy, because somehow we're going to have to pay for this. There's no way that they could have pumped all this money into the economy and not have to pay for it. Like, you know, money's not free. So when they start doing quantitative tightening, who knows where that's going to take place? We don't know how that's going to affect us. So I heard this one guy say, capitalism without bankruptcy is like religion without hell. So what's going on right now, this capitalism reset, I get it. But what the Fed is trying to do, and I question why they're trying to do it. I question why they're trying to do it to the level of what they're doing it right now. So I don't understand, you know, what's going on there. And I hate to be a conspiracy type of person, but I don't know, man. It's a lot to think about. So for the past 2 or 3 weeks, people have been protesting about what's going on because the narrative is being changed. I'm just going to switch gears to that. So people are making a lot of, you know, emotional decisions in COVID. You know what I mean? And again, it's like we go from being on lockdown to the narrative being changed to kind of back to what things were before with, you know, all the tension that we had in the U.S. Now you got all this pent up energy from before. Now you tying it into people's emotions with something like the issue with the guy dying in Minneapolis. Man, it's just gonna end badly. I mean, if you care about COVID spreading even more, these people are here riding without masks and things like that. I get what they're trying to do. I think it makes sense. I just feel like we should be strategic about what it is that we're doing. You know what I mean? It's like, I agree with, you know, burning down neighborhoods, but I don't see the point in burning down our own neighborhoods because the people that make the decisions are not affected by it at all. So, you know, they walk outside and they can go to wherever they want to go, Whole Foods, the grocery store, and their community looks great. But other people, you know what I'm saying, we're out here burning down our communities. We got to walk out. We got to see the house across the street burn down. We got to see this, you know, and it's not even affecting them. So it's like, we do what we're doing. We're protesting and we're causing a ruckus, but in the end, we're the ones being affected by it. So I think we should just be more strategic about our protest, because protesting is great. Depending on where you do it, that's part of your strategy. You know what I mean? You need to do it where it's effective. If you want to go burn down some shit, go to the right place to burn it down. You know what I mean? Don't tear up your own environment that you got to live in, because the people that you're trying to seek change from, they don't live in it. So they're not going to be affected by it. So I think there's a lot of things going on that the market hasn't factored in yet. So I'm gonna shift gears back to investing. I think there's a lot of things going on that we haven't factored in yet. So I don't think you guys should be out here buying. I think you guys should be out here waiting, staying the course. You know, if you're going to trade short-term, trade like weekly options, put options and things like that based on news. I mean, it's easy. I tell a lot of people all the time, I got a lot of friends investing in stocks right now. Before they weren't, but I put them on game and I'm like, look, if you can, you guys can do the same thing. Just based on what you're hearing me say, go back and look at the market. If you've been following the market, you can see that the rallies will happen for the max 3 to 4 days, and then there'll be a pullback because people are taking profits. the market is super volatile because it's retail investors. So if you guys want to make money in the stock market right now, just ride the trend out. I mean, buy, if you look at, like, I'm going to give an example of right now. Today is May 28th. If you go look, the market's down now. The market's going to be down tomorrow because people took profits from Monday through today. So now it's down. And then based on, you know, Trump making his announcement about something going on with China, it went down again. It's going to be down for the next 2 days. Monday, it'll probably go up again because people are taking profits. They might have made a couple thousand dollars because they got money in the market and they're going to hop back in on Monday. This is going to be the same case until I think July or August when institutions start getting back into putting large sums of money and liquidity into the market again. Then that's what's going to drive the price to where it's probably going to be at, and it's going to be less volatile because these people are experienced. They know what they're doing and they're buying and they're sitting in these positions. People out here just basing their buys off emotions. So if you want to make money right now in the stock market, just right now, like I said, today, I hopped in a couple puts this morning because I already know what's going to happen for the next 2 days. And so I told other people, do the same thing. I hopped in MGM the other day and it was going up. So I made money on it going up. But then it started going down a little bit. So I was like, let me just buy a put option for the same expiration date of my call option. So I did that. MGM went up. It was doing well. And then I saw it starting to pull back. I hopped out. I think I made, you know, like $100. It was all in one day. I think I made $100 in one day. And then I bought a put option because I was like, I don't know. And so, boom, look at what's going on right now. So in the next 2 days, I can ride my put option, which I have it for the next week. So Monday or Tuesday, I'll probably hop out of my put option and get back in a call option because I know that the way the market is going right now is just based on pure news and emotion. So for the next couple of months, don't hop in something unless you're going to do it for the next 2 years, or unless you're buying something that's $2 or $3 that you're going to ride out for the next, you know, however long. Don't go out here buying short options because you're going to lose money if you do it like that. Guys, I just wanted to hop on. These are some of the thoughts that I was thinking. I was having a conversation with people earlier, so I just wanted to hop in and give my insight about what I think is coming June 1st and what I think you guys need to do. I have two more houses that I need to sell, and then I'm going to wait until August, so then I'll be in a position to be able to help a lot of people who are going into foreclosure. I can help them from going to foreclosure, and it'll be a win-win for everyone. I'm waiting before I hop in the market and start buying stocks again until I see that institutions are buying stocks, because I know that if a stock's at $10 and institutions come in and they're buying, you know, for the long haul, then it's probably going to go to 20 within a short amount of time. So these are the type of things that I'm waiting on, and you guys should wait for that too if you want to take advantage of the market. So guys, be wise in your investing. You know, watch CNBC. I would turn away from CNN. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys felt the same way that I did and a lot of other people that I know. The first 2 or 3 months, it was super depressing, but then it just starts to turn out like Groundhog Day. And I'm pretty sure everyone, you know, even in the media was feeling the same way. And that's why I told my guys a month ago that the narrative is going to start changing. So all of this is going on right now is going to take precedence over Corona for the next couple months. Don't be surprised if something else comes up. It's just going to be ongoing things to, you know, distract you from what has been happening and distracting you from something else. So it's always going to be different distractions that you get from the media. So I'm not on social media like that. I don't do those kind of things. So I think it just takes your focus off you becoming a better investor or you becoming a better version of yourself. I think turn off the media, whether it be social media or anything like that, and focus on, you know, I just bought another DVD, even though I know how to trade options. I bought another DVD to teach me how to trade options better. Like, this is what I'm doing. I just finished writing a book that'll be coming out soon. So things like that. Like, don't let these distractions from media control your emotions and control how you think about certain things, and you miss out on good opportunities because you're distracted by certain things. So guys, look at what's going on. Create a strategy based on fundamentals. Think about unemployment numbers increasing. Think about all the actual factual economic data before you make a decision on how you're going to invest. So be smart about your moves. I'm not saying don't invest, but be strategic about how you invest and be strategic about your protests. You know what I mean? I'm cool with people, you know, being passionate about what they love, but I'm going to say this again. People make decisions based on emotions. And sometimes it's too late. Sometimes you can't fix it, or sometimes you make it worse. So be strategic about how you protest. Be strategic about how you invest, and go out here and change your life and change other people's lives around you. So happy investing. I hope you found this podcast helpful. It's shorter than usual, but I just want to get on here and, you know, pretty much do some brain dumping, man. I had a lot of stuff in my brain. I just wanted to put it on a podcast because I'm pretty sure people out there feel the same way I do. So thank you guys, and be on the lookout for the next podcast episode. Take care.